Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the desert of the real.
Yeah, it's time for me to be on the show. There's music playing right now. Think about what's that big head friend
down
thing?
There,
think about
down
that.
There, down there.
Yes.
I can hear you.
All right.
You've been living in a dream world. You've been living in a dream world. World as it was at the end of the 20th century. You've been out living in a dream world. Disbelief. This is the world as it exists today. This is the world that you know. You've been living in a dream world. You've been living in a dream world. World as it was at the end of the 20th century.
Doubt.
You've been out living in a dream world, disbelief.
Hello, welcome to Blog Talk Radio 2012, and my name is Beverly.
My name is Daniel.
And we're calling from Detroit, Michigan, and Detroit is the capital of Michigan. Now, tonight we're going to talk about this energy crisis that's going on here with the gas, at the gas pump, why the gas is going so high, what is really going on. The mainstream media, they're not going to really tell you the real deal. Washington is scared to tell us the truth about what is really going on. And we're going through these high gas prices. Because let's go back to the 70s. All of this stuff that we're going through today, it was designed in the 70s, and it started out with Henry Kissinger. What he did was he went to the Middle East. He went to Saudi Arabia, Iran, and Iraq. Now, Saudi Arabia is number one as far as the oil producing. Iraq is number two, and Iran is number three. And he went there and made them a proposition that we, the American people, would buy our oil from them. And all that they had to do, and we will make them very wealthy in this process. And what they wanted them to do was take a portion of the money, the portion of the profit that they made from us purchasing the oil from them, and to buy our national debt. So Saudi Arabia agreed to it, but Iraq and Iran didn't agree to it. And that is one of the reasons why we have a war over there in Iraq, and that is the reason why they end up killing Hussein. Donnie?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So in other words, they made an arrangement over there, and since the Arabians didn't go with it, we started a war, you're saying?
Right.
So we just took their oil. We had an agreement with everybody else, and we decided to need it. So we have oil, but we just making a big deal about this oil over in there to use theirs up before we use ours up. So we doing that shift and greed thing. That's what you're saying?
Yeah, because part of the agreement was that, see, they wanted all three of them to be in on it. This is all about control again. And so we will buy oil from them, and they will pay down our national debt. And so Saudi Arabia is doing it. They only agreed to do it. But Iran and Iraq did not agree to do it. And another thing, Hussein, he was using that euro, and that was part of the stimulation was that they wanted them to buy down our national debt with American money, He was using that Euro money. He didn't go along with it. Iraq didn't go along. I mean, Iran didn't go along with it. And that's why we're trying to start a war with Iran right now. That is the main reason, because they won't agree, they didn't agree with this. And the new currency in the world now is oil.
So what done happened is these old goats is stuck on oil, because it was the stuff back in their times, just like hemp. Then they could take hemp, and the reason they don't want to use hemp, they could use it for fuel, they could use it for clothing. They know it's 10 times, to some situations, 100 times stronger. And I'm going, people could grow it. And so since they don't have control over it, all right, like they do the oil, then they're using hemp alone. Well, everybody heard me. You can use hemp for fuel, clothes, for building structure, and it's better. Americans know it, but they got a handful of people here who don't want you to have control. It ain't beyond, it's beyond the drug thing. It's other things. Before we find the negative out of it, there's a lot of positive that Mother Earth have in this stuff. And like Beverly was saying, they're using this oil because these old goats is stuck on stupid. And I'm going, we could go here now in this day and time and come up with several different synthetic or stuff that we can use for fuel, but they want to go ahead and control us, willing to kill us and fight us over something they but stuck on. Is this what you're saying, Beverly?
Exactly. That's exactly what's going on. Because just like you said, that hemp could be used for what they use in oil for. See, they control the oil, and so they using that oil. I didn't even know that oil was in our toothpaste. And I knew we had the garbage bags, but, our rolls and drugs, they even got it in our drugs and shoes. I mean, there's so much that they're using the oil products for. And like you say, with that hemp, they could use that, and that's even better because but they don't have control over that.
Well, it's just like in the backyard with all the stuff we use for waste and stuff to break down the earth and stuff. And anybody see that stuff turn molded black and get slimy and stuff? And I'm going, what it is they done made an error. They found something that worked back in the time. It's just like back then, they had electrical cars, but they stopped them and went to gas and fuel. It was more easier because we was, just tap in and refinance and redo it. Now, they done found a simpler way, and they don't want to use the simpler way because they looking at, what's wrong? Okay, they made something back at the time that worked. Now we got to move on toward the future. So they're going to keep us in the 21st century when they got 27th century technology. And I'm going, so they're willing to start a war on man. And man is supposed to mean mind. We're supposed to be able to create, make it comfortable, and protect the planet. That's why she got us as her guardians, the people. We got the power to go ahead and control our destiny, but we're so busy enslaving one another. So we're going to wipe ourselves off, Beverly.
And that's what's happening. That's how come our economy is just deteriorating. Because what we're doing here is we're paying at the gas pump. And what it is, it's a form of taxation. And they're taxing us, and they're making us pay through the gas pump. They're making us pay our national debt. Because all three of the countries didn't agree with it, just only Saudi Arabia, and they couldn't keep up with paying our national debt. And so it's like it's a spiral thing that's going down. Now, what happened, too, was these people, and I'm going to tell you who they are in a minute, they sold, that was us, too, America, we sold gold to Saudi Arabia. They told them to buy a lot of gold, and they sold it to them for $700-$800 an ounce. When gas went to $11 a barrel, then the price of gold dropped down to $300 an ounce. So Saudi Arabia ended up selling the gold back to us for $300, so we end up getting it back for $300 when we sold it to them for $700-$800 because they didn't have enough money to even maintain their economy.
So we caught them while they was down, used strategy, used a catch-22, then we turn around and punish them. Boy, we're going to pay for that. That's true, Aunt. We're going to pay for that. I mean, we got documents and locations and stuff people can follow this up on?
Oh, yeah. They can go to, on our profile site, it's a video on there. The first video that's on there explains everything. The person that's telling it is Lindsey Williams, and he was a minister. He was a chaplain for the people on the oil rig. So he got a chance to see firsthand what was going on.
So we got another person who was a part of this madness, knew about it, worked for it, and then after 37 years, they decided to blow the whistle. After they done benefit, grew the kids up, sent them through college, if that's the case. But it took them 32 years to realize that what they were doing wasn't right. And so now they're going to blow the whistle on them. And I'm going, where are they getting their paycheck from now? From them or what? I mean, what from me, it's just like it's a design.
Well, they say they made a book. I mean, and so they get paid off the book, yeah. And what they're saying is that, you know, it got too out of control. They just see us being destroyed. This process took a while. It didn't take overnight to do it.
Right,
so
I just can't.
Now, yeah.
Sorry, I just can't see these companies letting these scientists or these people of power position working for them, and then I know they have a contract for 5 or 10 years after you done left the company. There's certain stuff that you can't talk about, that you can never talk, and I can't see them not putting these people who's in position in a check mode position even after they done left the company, for they couldn't even make no money off of them. So then maybe that's why he had to wait 37 years. Maybe he had this in the making for 20 years, but because of the contract or the position, I don't know. But it just does sound far-fetched if you done been with a company that you know could go ruthless, and all of a sudden you don't work for them, and all of a sudden now you're putting a book out to dog them. I mean, the book is telling it like it is, right?
Yeah, yeah. But then you got to look at what kind of contract did this person have, because he was a chaplain. He was a minister. He was there to give the guys moral support when they needed. They could come and talk to him, because this was up in Alaska. Now, you know, when we built those pipelines that we have up, and so he went up there, you know, for the religion, the spiritual part of it. So I don't know what kind of contract he had with the company, because he didn't really work for the company other than being a spiritual advisor for the employees.
Oh, okay then. But I'm just saying that all that time, and how many years you said you have with him?
Well, he worked for them, I think that was back in the 80s or the 70s, the 80s, when they were putting that Alaskan pipeline together.
Right, okay, yeah.
And then the person here also, the people here that's running all of this is the IMF and the World Bank. Now, for people who don't know who the IMF is, that's an international monetary fund. What they do is they like the mortgage company. They monitor the economics of a country and the financial development of different countries. And countries who have bad credit, as I would say, they give them a line of credit, or they give them, you know, a loan for them to help them with their country. And so they just like one of those mortgage companies that, you know, they look for those people that got the bad credit, and they go after them and they give them that high interest rate, and they know that they can't never get off and up under them. Then they go and take over their country, just like the IMF and the World Bank took over the Amazon forest in the River Basin. Because
they owned
them.
Wow. So they set them up, caught them down,
yeah.
And now they own some Amazon jungle. It ain't Brazil's no more. It's owned by this MIF.
And that's how come, and the World Bank, and that's how come they over there, remember we did a show on that they
right.
were over there tearing down those trees, and they killed the nun that was over there trying to warn the people what they were doing. That's why they in there just taking over, just destroying everything.
All about that mighty doggone finance.
Yeah.
We can't even put it on the dollar no more, because now the dollar ain't worth anything. So whatever's making it, the diamond, the gold, whatever got a price, the ruling, whatever it is, the people in all nationalities is responding to it, because if they hurting, that's how they catching everybody down. Just like over here in Michigan and Detroit and stuff and everything, prices is lower, but it's a catch 22. The ones who got have more, and the poor get poorer and the rich get richer.
Yeah, and just like a person in the chat room say that they dumping the Eastern countries, the Middle East is dumping the American dollar. That's how come when the soldiers went over there and took over Iraq, they tore down walls, and it was like rooms full of American money and stuff. I mean, they fighting back. We went over there, and we trying to set up a system, and naturally they fighting back. They collapsing our government. They collapsing our system, because what they have, the IMF and the World Bank have the American people, what we're doing is we're paying for the third world country debts. We paying their debts, and we paying our debts too, our national debt. And we paying the third world loans and their debts too. That's how come the prices is so high at the pump.
Congratulations. You have been selected.
Danielle?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Okay, I was hearing something talking. Oh, okay then. So bottom line is that what we're doing is, that's why they're hiring the new, like the new generations and stuff. They're hiring them for less, and they already got more coming. And I'm going, so they're doing it worldwide. That's why you're talking about world domination. They're just sitting up a paycheck, structuring it, making everybody work 10 times less, so individually people won't get over. So in other words, if people don't start grouping together quickly, then it's going to be hard for it to be individually in the future to be getting rich and getting over again, because they're going to dominate every damn avenue they can for anyone to get over. Property, drugs, illegal, legal, finance, license, every doggone thing, broker license, everything. They're going to just go ahead and pick and choose in favoritism once they get the upper hand on this structure then. That is what you're saying, right?
Yeah, well, it seems like they have the upper hand. I mean, because it seems like it's going into place. They already predicting. This guy Williams already said that their plan was when they get the oil to $6 or $7 a gallon, they have total control. Now, how far are we from that? We're not far from that now.
But see, the American people is used to, and mainly the whites in America is used to a certain ethic of life. And all right, the blacks, the Spanish, and us, and all that, we used to pressure. All right, then a lot of Caucasians is not. You know what I'm saying? 3 or 4 or 5 generations, they're living pretty well. So now you saying that when they hit this on American people, all right, then the cultures done got closer, people done got conscious, and when they put all this pressure on American people, now you got a lot of American people out here who's thinking that who automatically gonna infiltrate this oil stuff. I mean, they got people now, they got it on TV, people in backyards coming up with their own back in their garage, coming up with different ideas. So let them keep on messing with the American people, because they done made a mistake. And we educated and we familiar with technology, and they don't have control of us like that. When they get to the 6 or 7, the neighborhood's going to start coming up with their own fuel. And by the time they find out, it's like in Detroit. When they found out we had all these millionaires over here, they freaked out. Well, what they done just did is put the pressure, what they done did to Detroit, they finna do to the whole United States, and I'm finna speak tough for experience. Only thing they're going to do is make Americans smarter, tougher, and they already all that, because they already suicidal and ready for war. So when they start taking all the food out of everybody's mouth, then the white people are still going to have to get on the Mexicans and the black people level who've been used to a hard time, and now everybody's going to use resources. They hit if they put this kind of pressure on America. I mean, they've been getting away with the world, but when they do it to America, we got too many brainiacs going to take care of their households and friends, Billy.
Well, that's what they're doing, because that's why they're attacking the middle class. The middle class is filling this. This is why you think they keep telling us on the mainstream media that the reason we have in this economic meltdown is because of the mortgage problem. No, it's the other way around. It's because of the gas problem, and it's a trickle down. It's causing the mortgage problem and everything else. just because of this plan. And what's so diabolical about it is that we have enough oil to last us 200 years. We got oil up in the northern Alaska. That's why they built that pipeline up there. But they the IMF, the World Bank, and these people are sitting right there on Wall Street. That's where they at, in New York City, on Wall Street, and in London. And they are the one that's, because they won't even let us pull the oil out of the pipeline up there in Alaska. That's
Beverly.
Just how diabolical it is.
Yeah, not only that, they're worse than that. They just, a couple of months ago, maybe within a year and a half, or maybe 2 years, Livonia, they found oil out in Livonia, Michigan. And they kept it quiet. They spoke up about it, then they got quiet about it. They ain't heard nothing else about it. So you said we got a little plug of oil all over the place. But again, like I said, there's different plants. They even got corn. I mean, you know what I'm saying? They got different ways for us to go ahead and solve this problem. So this is really not a problem. But we don't just sit back and they call themselves limited us. People, we have to wake up, and we got to start looking out for our communities and neighborhood, because the government, so far, is they letting all these companies, and again, I'm saying together, go ahead and control us, and we letting them. And if we want to put a stop to it, then the community, we got to come up with our own solution, Beverly.
Exactly. That's what we got to do, and that's why we're putting this information out here. You know, they got us. I mean, it's that oil thing is affecting everything. People losing houses, people losing jobs, and it takes $3. To get the oil, $3 a barrel for oil up here in Alaska. And we paying, what, $100-something a barrel now?
$107.
Necessarily.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I mean, it don't make sense. It makes perfectly sense because,
yeah.
But what we're doing here is we connecting the dots. We letting people see what exactly is going on. So the problem is not over there in the Middle East. The problem is in New York City on Wall Street, IMF, and the World Bank is the problem. They the one that set this all up.
All right, then. Well, like I said, they got the community, they got the backyard chemists, and we need y'all. We need the brainiacs, because I'm going to see what's going to happen. That's why one of the reasons why America is America, not only because of the kidnapping and the madness, but they were getting away from Europe so they could have their independence. Now we're going to sit back and do exactly what America was running from, Europe from, control. Now here goes to be the place of opportunity and independence, and I'm going, they're not going to have it in any kind of way. They'll start a full-fledged war in America before they sit there and let y'all keep on, y'all regulating to us. We know what you're doing. But keep on regulating, because the backyard chemist is out there. And y'all like, oh, the joy. When by the time you realize they tap it in your pocket, they're going to start taking the big fold. And y'all figure they're not smart. People corporate, license, LLC, get your position. Because once they find out what you're doing, they're going to look for a leak to take over your business. Even now, they got solutions, Beverly, for our problem. But until they're going to hold us ransom to the bitter end on this, and like we don't supposed to see what they're doing and stuff in there. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just going to ask, the devil trying to work his fort, but we need to flip that fort and work it in our favoritism. All right, then I'm going, this is crazy, because we letting a group full of old, anxious, don't want to think, and they're scared to let the grandkids and the kids think, and these old goats just want to control and the power. And I'm going, it's not in your hands no more. 50 years, y'all won't even exist if the world is okay by then. But I'm just saying that for now is we need you brainiacs, women, kids, men, to all kick off and come up with a solution. And the first thing they're going to do is whatever solution you come in, someone's going to come along with a lot of money and try to buy it from you. Don't sell out. All right, then you can regulate and control. They have certain situations that we have abundance of power and energy. It's just that, like I said, they're not letting that 27th century technology go. They want to ride us, Beverly.
Yeah, they want to control. That's just what this is all about. And when you was talking about the people who did the Constitution, they talk about the Constitution, but they ain't tell us what happened after they wrote the Constitution. The British hunted them guys down and killed a lot of them. It's been nasty all the way from the beginning. It just started getting nasty, but we are involved in it now. So we got to deal with what's going on here now.
Anytime they kill a nun, a white nun, and shoot her in the face with a shotgun, and we don't pay attention to that, I don't care what color it is. It's just a principle. And I'm going, we let stuff go like that because of land? See, we have to respect the land, and the land respect us. Do you think the earth going to keep on letting us? We're pulling genocide against ourselves. This is what we're doing. We're using us against us.
Exactly.
And because of that, we're going to pay for it because I'm going, we're taking advantage of the weak, the ones who don't know, instead of educating. And y'all taking the structure away. Y'all have society believing all over the United States, all over the world, that if you get educated, you will have a better life. Now, y'all robbing us of that. See, if you take people's dreams away from them, I'm going to show you Google. I'm going to show you caveman mentality. When you telling me when a man give respect or a woman give respect or a child show love and they get stuff thrown in their face, they doing a different structure here. You can't keep being, you looking at it as, oh, they can pay it. They got cigarette habits. They got ice cream habits. They got habits. And they can give up some of these herbs if they really want to get around. No, what you're doing is you're messing with a way of life. All right, then, like, the light bill and the gas bill and the phone bill never was high as the card note. Now they card notes. Y'all designing a different human being. And trust me, y'all not going to like it, Beverly.
Yeah, well, they feel like they got all of, I mean, this is, like I say, this was strategized back in the 70s with Henry Kissinger. And is he still alive? I mean, because he was the one, he was the messenger. He's the one that went over to the Middle East, got all this stuff going here. But, and look at today, I heard on the news, Delta Airlines, they got to lay off all of those people because of the gas prices, you know. So
yeah.
I mean, it's trickling down. We got a 312 call on Donnie. I'm gonna click him in.
All right, Billy.
Let me see. Hello.
Hey, how y'all doing, brothers and sisters?
Hi, how you doing?
Okay,
you doing?
It's a political campaign here in Chicago.
Oh, how you doing, Chicago?
Oh, okay. Yeah, the gas prices is going up $4 a gallon. Then you got the light bills getting ready to go up. Then you got people's gas going up again. Then you got the cable companies and all them going up again and again. But until we come together as one body, and like you said, in the next 50 years, brother, we're going to be extinct.
But we don't have to be because, see, a lot of people don't know because the main media is not talking about this. And we do have access to some kind of airwaves with Blog Talk. So it's up to us to get the message out there and wake people up, at least give them the information.
Yeah, we the only ones that can do it because we can't sit by and wait on the SCLC and the NAACP and all the rest of them big top companies, these nonprofit organizations that have been around for 40, 50 years, because they got access to the media too. But they got access to the media for what they want to talk about and discuss, but not what's really, really going down in these communities state by state. I just talked to a girl down there in Texas. Since because of this regionalization they're doing in every state,
mm-hmm.
They're getting ready to do the same thing they're doing in Chicago. They're getting ready to do the same thing down in Texas. All them schools that was around them doggone projects and everything is empty now, so they're getting ready to tear them all down.
But see, but that's another reason why we need to communicate because they have did that here in Michigan. So they go on from state to state. If the other states look and see what they did here, they can kind of change the strategy and know how to come on them and know how to work a different way instead of letting them just come down there and do the same thing.
We had a woman come from come from St. Louis. She came to Chicago when she found out what was going on up here with these projects up here. She came up here and she was going around and she was telling everybody, listen, will y'all listen to me? Don't let them take y'all buildings and throw y'all out like this, because all they're going to do is push y'all out in the suburbs, give y'all Section 8 for a little while, take that from you, and then you all going to be out in the streets like we are down in St. Louis, Missouri.
They didn't listen, huh? Did they listen?
They wouldn't listen. They wouldn't listen.
So what?
And they're not listening now.
So, what, Donnell, what do we do when we trying to put the information out here and people won't listen to us?
Well, just like Chicago and you and me, we in the right position. We on Blog Talk Radio. We in one of the most highest powerful positions growing every day, Blog. And because of freedom of speech and the ethic on here and everybody giving everybody a chance to speak, no matter what situation they are, whatever state of mind they is and stuff and everything, we reaching across the world. And because of this, we got a good chance, like Chicago said, in 50 years, see, all this ignorance is going to stop, because I'm going, people tired of dying for stupid reasons. And that's what it is, just conscious. We conscious now. So all we got to do now in Chicago is, like, you know how the people who's paying rent, and we can get like 7 people who's paying rent and buy a fourplex, the same people could own that fourplex. And we got to get together as a small group or a big group. That's the only way we got to unite. That's only individually. In a minute, what you said was going on in each state is going on. Been going on for the last 60 years. But it's that they done took time and got it professionals. And you're right, they're moving everybody out to the suburb, because when they want to close the city down, it's almost like a dome. And they can cut all the power off to the suburb and keep the city functioning. But personally, I want to be out in the suburb. The reason why, because all the madness is going to be in the city, but we still need strategy to own different property. And I'm going, we need to get together as individual before we now jump by that big house to live to by Mrs. Jones. We need to go here and buy that duplexes by Craig, you know, and make it work. And then later on we can move out with the Joneses. In California right now, the Spanish community is living like 10 or 20 in a house. But now they're taking, they're infiltrating the whole California coastline. All right, then now they're out there shooting blacks. All right, then because of the gangs in different areas and stuff.
Yeah,
but they still burning.
They didn't tell the Mexican brothers and sisters out there that the blacks is against them and all
right
that there. And
well, it's just the gangs.
The blacks against the Mexicans and the Mexicans against the blacks.
Right.
And they didn't start something that happened way back 40 years ago. They didn't start
right
all that over again.
Yes, they have, Beverly.
So that's what I'm saying. The ones of us that is conscious, all of us who have access to some kind of media, some kind of airwaves, you know, I think our job is that we should come up with some solutions to help us get out of this situation. And we
well,
work with.
I was on the bus, Beverly and brother. You know, I was on the bus the other day, yesterday, and a bus full of blacks. I'm sitting on that bus trying to explain to all them brothers and sisters on the bus, the young teenagers too as well, about this New World Order, about the H.R. 1955 and the Senate Bill 1959 and all these new gang bills that they got coming down the pipeline. And one old lady, well, she's not old, she's 59, come to find out she's 59. She's been through cancer. She know she'd been fighting cancer. She didn't had that. She didn't had surgery for her cancer and everything. She done went through chemo, and now she's back on her feet. Out of all them peoples on that bus, I had 2 peoples listening to me. One was tooting dope, and the other one was that the other lady, that the lady that was 59 years old, and she looked around and she said, you know, peoples are asleep on the New World Order and how they building a doggone highway from Mexico to Texas to Canada. I said, oh, so you aware with that? I said, you are aware of that. She said, yes, I am. She said, I try to keep up on what's going on out here in the world, and especially through legislation. I try to watch these bills. And I talked to her last night. She called me back at home, and me and her talked for about 2 hours. Come to find out the sister was a young student of Elijah Muhammad's. She was his personal secretary. And I said, no wonder you got it in you to fight, because you know about the movement. You know how it got started, and you know what it was started for, to uplift peoples. And right now, ain't nobody, we gotta, you know, and she was saying the same thing to you and I, saying what we're going to do to make them see.
But see, that you just proved my point. You were on the bus and you talked to all those people, but it was one person that heard you.
It was only two. And one guy was a dope. The other guy was a dope fiend. The lady, she was just getting on the bus coming from court because her property is in foreclosure and she's trying to sell it. But out of all that, she took her time to even turn around to address what I was saying.
And that's why we got to do. If you talk to 10 people and you touch 2 people, you building the coalition. And she's going to go, and you got her thanking more on that now. She's talking about that.
You're absolutely right, because what she did is she got on the phone after I gave her the opencongress.org. She got on the phone and called she called Elijah Muhammad's daughter. She called a bunch of people and put them up on that website and gave them the bills that I was giving her.
Right.
And that's what we need to do, because
exactly.
It's got to be a grassroots effort.
Exactly. Donnell?
Well, no, like I said, a solution, and I'm going regardless of what we're talking about, what is the solution? I say the solution is them same 10 people you need to get together with and stuff, and then go ahead and make sure y'all got a plan for the future. I mean, it's fine to talk, but like I said,
there wasn't no 10, there was only 2. There was only 1 that stood up and talked to me.
Well, no, when I say 10 was it's us 3, we talking about it, then those 2, regardless of a dope fiend and whoever they done talked to, so probably done reached about 10 people, plus we're on the air now. My point is the solution. If we could get them same 10 people, strangers or not, or family or whatever, instead of paying that house or that rent, you know what I'm saying, they could buy duplexes and properties together. It's like you go to the work to go get a company to pay you a paycheck. Well, you're going to have to do the same strategy as for your living. You might live a little tighter, but y'all be owning the property. That's what the blacks used to do back in the days, Spanish, and everybody have to do now. And because of our pride and our individually, we have to put that to the side and get together and make it work for the ones who is in a tighter situation, because it's not getting looser, it's going to get tighter. So,
have
you
seen the real estate's new laws now?
Pardon me?
Have you looked at the real estate new laws now?
Oh, they change them every year. Yeah, so far.
Yeah, it's worse than now. It's worse than now. It's so scandalous now. You can't, man, I got people right here in Chicago that's spending money. Now they didn't want to sit down, because now the only thing that is left for is the people that with them real deep pockets that's coming in, like these Jews and these Chinese is over here in Chinatown, and these house niggas like TWO that's coming in, buying up all this land and pushing their own peoples out in the street. And now I'm going to give you, Beverly, this guy's number later on when I talk to you again. Well, you can go on. He can give you the website where you can go on there and look at how he made it even harder and worse for you to even get a doggone property. I don't care what corporation you're with, unless you're with the ones that's sitting down condoning and co-signing on all this stuff that's going on with this New World Order. You ain't going to get nothing.
Well, you know, you can start a new nonprofit organization and start working with that government and to get that in your favoritism with no money. All that it is that you just got to file for it, get a nonprofit organization, and you can do like them preachers doing, but even better, you can keep it honest.
I know.
They got grants.
I'm trying to tell you. I already got a nonprofit organization, and that's what I'm trying to tell you. It's a click. And if you ain't in that click, you ain't getting nothing.
Oh, okay. They done already done locked it down in Chicago.
Yeah. I've been had a non-for-profit since last year, and I've been moving around and everything. And we got MacArthur's right downtown here, right on Michigan Avenue. And if you're not in with that clique, of what the where the new world order is going to be, they will shut you out. They're not going to work with you.
So
unless you get private donations. Now, we're working on that. But as far as the other stuff, they way out.
What about donation of cars and real estate? Y'all tried all that still?
Yeah, we doing that too. But you got so many of them that's doing that as well. People's is
Well, you've been up for about a year. You've been up for about a year. So what do you think? You think in the future you might be able to get get your hands on some of the stuff?
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and get me a cable internet access service. I'm going to go ahead on and get on cable and get me a on the cable thing. And get that where I can really, really reach out to more majority of the peoples and really start out standing on the truth no matter whose feet I got to step on here in Chicago. Whether it's Push, whoever, make me no difference now.
Well, that's what we got to do. You're going in the right direction. Because the politicians we have now, they don't have no backbone. They've been cowered down.
And they all run by these preachers. These preachers, y'all would be surprised. Y'all come up here, boy, you should see all them politicians that be down there and Push. I mean, they be in there like water. And if they just say jump, they say, hi, sir. What do you need, sir?
But we know what's going on, so what we do is we got to come up with our own strategies.
Yeah.
We know what the problem is, so you just got to get like-minded people together, come up with a strategy that can outmaneuver them. That's what we got to do. That's survival. That's how we got to do it.
But it's a shame, sister.
And we got to know who our enemies is. The battle is won once you know who your enemies are.
But it's a shame when you got to stand up there, but we got to do it when you got to stand up there and go against your own kind, your own color.
But that's all that we have been. That didn't just start. That was back in slavery. All of us, you would think that all of us would work together. But you're not going to get all of us to work together. So you got to work with the ones that's going to work with you.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Well, y'all got a great show here, and I'm going to get ready to start mine up. So I'll be looking for you over there.
Okay, we'll be over there.
Okay.
All right, take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Donnell?
Yes, definitely.
So that is what the problem is. And people got to realize they got to look at Wall Street. Wall Street is the enemy. Wall Street is where IMF and the World Bank is. That's the head right there.
But look what they're doing, Beverly. It's even us. When we was coming up and stuff and everything, me, I'm still the same way when I was young. But a lot of people change. A lot of people go through the ups and downs and stuff. All right, then they don't see the stuff until later on in life. So you got the baby boomers out there that they'll be voting. Half of them will be voting in the next 2 years. So the economy got to change. They got to lock it down. And Blob is like one of the biggest reaching places. It's growing every day to speak to everyone in the world. So the Chicago got a good connection there. It's better than the cable. The cable is just local in the United States. All right, Blob is all over the world, so he got a nice situation. But the solution is the same people who wouldn't listen, they not feeling it because of the sex, because of the youth, because of the ignorance, and because of the jobs. And everybody's ducking problems. Everybody don't want to deal with reality and stuff. You might get 2 out of 50 who want to deal with the reality. And I'm going, until they start, it's like until the bucket fill up with water and they drown it, they ain't going to respond, Beverly. Their foot is still dry, and they can still, people is resistant. They're strong, and they adapt. All right, then, but I'm going into all of them. A lot of people don't want to admit they're going through a hard time. A lot of people bear, like I said, people at home dying. There's no food. And then you got restaurants throwing thousands and thousands of dollars of food away. But then you can't blame them in a way because they're in business, and if they give it away, then people won't come. So, like I said, there's always a way out, but do we really want the way out, and do we want it at the same time, Beverly?
Well, I think that we need to work on the people who want it, who want it.
There you go. There you go.
That's
what it was. That's what I was trying to get out with Chicago earlier is, you know, even though he read 2 of them, he said a woman and a dope fiend, at least he's trying. But at the same time, he had to come up with a solution for him. And you know how people is. When they see it working for you, then they want a part of it. And that's how, you know, human nature, they want a free ride. They want a guarantee. then a lot of them don't know to create and, you know what I'm saying, make it happen. A lot of people wish that it happened, and that's what it is. You got to sit down and educate and let people know we have to pick up this log. We have to put it in the ground. We got to make the foundation stronger. We got to make sure that we got the money to buy it. And then once they get a taste of what it takes to from the bottom up, I hate to tell you this, but the politician, the corporate, they respect you more. And you go, why? Because you see what they're doing. You can do what they're doing. And because of that, you have to have a certain kind of people who's thinking. You can't just have a whole bunch of idiots sitting up there because they mad, they want something free. All right, then and the politicians, like, at least they got a, you know, you say they don't do nothing. Yeah, they run their mouth and they lie to you. Not all, most.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? Then he calls it, like I said, every year we hear somebody out here in the Senate somewhere doing something foul. That's because it's coming easy for them. All right, then, and I'm going, that's what people do. When they get it easy, they get lazy. And not all. Some of them appreciate forever. You know what I'm saying? Like, if we get a break, we'd be so nice on Beverly. But no, I'm just saying that you got to get the people in the same frame of mind. It's like an old person telling a young person, you know, you better go to church and this and that. And, you know, we used to say, no, you done did all your sin. You wait till I get old and do mine, then we could talk that talk. Even though they'd be trying to look out and everything, we'd be like, we young at the time when we was young, and we wasn't rude. We was the generation that when a woman get on the bus, you know what I'm saying, I don't care, black, white, whatever, in our generation, I don't care where you were at. Even the white boys would get up for the black women and stuff. So that's what I'm saying is we can't point the fingers because these days, because I done seen white people do for black and black do for white and stuff, and I've seen the prejudice and been through the whole thing. That's why I can't judge a race by color no more. All right, then, but you got different people. Just like he said, it ain't just the blacks. You can get the white people to work with you, the Oriental people to work with you, the Filipino to work with you. You can get the people with the proper soul to work with you. Everybody, just because they're not on the same page, it's just that they're in a different walks of life. And we had a different walks of life that we older and we see things. As me, I'm dedicating my life to look out for old people because the young people, I figure they're young and strong. Don't get me wrong. I give them plenty of knowledge and love and look out for them, too. It's embedded in me. But for the old folks, I'm looking at trying to buy things so to make it comfortable for them so it can be comfortable for me and my loved ones. All right, then when mother get older, when you get older.
Right. But it ain't, but see, that's what they got. They want us to, just like that's what they're doing with Obama and Hillary. They trying to do the race thing. See, the race thing is to keep your focus off of what they're doing. It's not even about a race thing now. It's an American thing now. America is trying to survive because America is collapsing right in front of us. And the only way we can save America is we all got to work together. It's not, that's why we keep saying it's not even a black and white thing, but this is a tool that they use. They put that race card up there because for some reason, European has a fear of black folks, of black Americans, you know, and that they let that fear overtake them. And I'm not talking about physical fear. I mean, they just it's a fear. And they let that fear not let them see the real reality that if you work together, we can all come out of this mess.
Right. Well, you got to remember.
Let the fear take over.
Well, America did a lot of nasty to a lot of people in a lot of countries. And America did a lot of good for a lot of people in a lot of countries. You see what I'm saying? It's a two-way sword. But it's been on beyond America. Rome, all right, then, the more, I mean, everything, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you know what I'm saying? We can't just sit there and just stop it. What we got to do is heal it. And it's just not America, because, see, a lot of people don't get it. America messed up. A lot of people in the world are going to be messed up. And a lot of people waiting for America are going to fall. And I'm like, Earth got America in check, all right, then. Everybody's in check. Everything, everyone is in check by Mother Earth, but is that, like you said, we got to find people on the same order we want and who want the same thing. Everybody don't want the same thing. Some people, as long as they can get high and come home to, excuse me, to a pretty woman, that's their dream. And that's
well, you leave those people alone because they're not at your level. They're not like-minded. And so you work with the people that you work with.
That's right. Well, that's what I'm saying. You got to go beyond the bus stop. You got to go beyond the ghetto. Sometimes you just got to reach down deep and find people that feel like you. And then sometimes you can't even look around you. You have to go other places, other states, other countries. But there's people out there that think like you. And once y'all get together, y'all on the same page, Beverly.
Yeah, well, but a lot of people, you got to start where you at. If you in the ghetto, you start in the ghetto. And then eventually you branch out. But the whole thing is to get like-minded people, y'all come together, you get strategies, and that's how you get, because the people who put us in this position, that's what they did. They got people, like-minded people that thought like they did. They all sat down, put a plan together, put a strategy together. That's the same thing they did. And so this is like a chess game. That's what
right.
we got to do.
Right. Well, that's what I was trying to say. You can't get Joe Blow to think like you when he just blowed. And I'm just saying that Joe might want to go, but Blow want to get blowed. So I'm just saying that.
Leave Joe Blow alone then. That's why I keep saying you got to get like-minded people. You don't mess
right.
around with Joe Blow. You leave him
right,
alone.
Right, right. Well, Blow Joe might be mama and daddy, sister, brother, husband.
Leave him alone.
Right. But you know what I said? Husband and wife and kids and... That's where all the, you know, there's a lot of women and men and kids have solutions for their family and their household. But if you got someone in there controlling it and ignorant or limited, ouch.
Well, you leave that alone. You just leave that alone. That's why I keep saying, that's like bumping your head up against the wall.
True, I agree.
You're talking to something and you know it ain't getting through. And so you go home, and you got to go outside of your home. You got to talk to your neighbor or your friend, whoever, just like Chicago did. He talked to two people, heard him on the bus, and him and that female connected. Ain't no telling. If she talked to 10 people and get one that listen, that's what I'm talking about. That's how you got to do it.
Right. You got a nonprofit organization, so she's in the right pages and stuff, and you got a young one. He's about a year old, so give him a minute, and he'll find good people like him that want the same things and work with him and take some of that pressure off of him.
Yeah, and so like I say, half of the problem is solved when you know who the problem is and where the problem is at. And the problem is the IMF and the World Bank, which is Wall Street, the bankers. So we know where the problem is not over in the Middle East, because these people is the ones that tell Saudi Arabia how much to charge for the oil. The problem is right there in New York and in London, the Wall Street. That is where the problem is. So that's where we got to strategize and figure out how to get out
of it. A lot of people ain't going to like what I'm about to say, but, see, you can't blame them. They did what they did when they seen the opportunity, and it worked it for them at the time. And who's going to say, okay, then, hey, now let's stop it, because it's still working for them. So all I'm saying is that I'm going, we can't blame them. They did what they did at the time when we was asleep or while we was being born or when our parents were struggling or whatever the situation was, they seen an opportunity. And at the time, it could have been something positive. It probably was working good and probably winning their good attention. But then after so much money and so much time and so much age, then don't tell her what they developed. It's probably developed today because it's probably went in there with the best intention, Beverly, back at the time. Probably was a good thing. Now there's new ideas and better generations, and I'm going, you got they what they saying is that y'all all that, then prove it. And that's what we got to do, stand up and prove that our ways is of a better way, because at the time, it worked it at the time. Now we just see all the faults they have now, and we're bringing it up. And a lot of people wouldn't speak of that.
I don't see how it worked at the time, because I know exactly it was in 1974 when Kissinger went over there with this, because this is when the gas prices went up. Before he went over there, we was paying $2 would fill your gas tank up. We was paying 20 cents for gas. When he went over there, when he came back, that's when our gas prices started inching up. These guys is in it to control. They in it for the money. They want to own the earth.
Right. What I'm saying
is the wrong thing.
Well, no. What I was saying was, at the time, it worked it. I didn't say it worked it for us. It worked it for them. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
And so at the time, we were so busy enjoying the benefit that we didn't see what they was doing. Now we feeling it. seeing it. They funky rich. Now we need to stop it and take control of it. And that's what I say, the consciousness is, you know, is there. We just got to do something about it. That's all that is, man.
Yeah, and that's what we got to do. And part of it is to let the people know what's going on, because as long as they look in that mainstream media, that the media is owned by this Wall Street, these same people who's doing it to us, so you know they're not going to put the information out there.
Well, like I said, in 50 years, all this will be just some people hearing us and stuff and everything all over the world. Educate the kids now. Teach them the corporate laws. Teach them the attorney, the bar exam and stuff now. You go, why? They'll have the common sense. It'll be like a light bill. It'll be like a, there'll be no, oh, no, no, we don't do this. I mean, I'm sorry, but if you got the babies, you teach them how to read, you don't have to go with the system, with the school system. You can go ahead and start getting the books home, teach them, have a friend or a person who's educated, who's a lawyer or what. The land is based all about law. Law. And rules of the land where you living at. If you learn the rules, if we teach everybody the rules of the land, that's the law of the land. All right, then, for example, for the United States, we got like 4 minutes, Beverly. All right, then, but I'm just saying, we teach them the law of the land, and we teach them the rules of the area they living in, because every you know, the law is different in every state, in every part of the world. And I'm going to teach the kids the law of the land and the rules of the land, and I show you a whole damn generations that the old folks can't even control, because I'm going smart is smart and good is good, positive is positive. And I'm sorry, if you educate these young, strong brains, sorry, oldies supposed to be enjoying life. They don't supposed to be sitting up there like Hillary, sitting up there with attitude. We supposed to be trying to find.
What happened if we don't have that much time to wait till the younger generation?
Oh, no. What I mean is right now, the kids don't have to be 20 and 30 to be hurt. Kids now, I'm going just like they got them in the Olympics and stuff and everything. Kids could be hurt 12 or 14. If you got the brains, we give them the backbone. We like speak up. You know how smart that child is. You know the solution is. All right, there. Yeah, just like they use them, just like Michael Jackson's father. He knew them kids had talent. Well, you know when them kids got solutions and problems, but I'm just saying right now, they drop technology in the ghetto. You could take a 7-year-old, and by the time he's 10, he'll know the doggone the bylaws. He'll know everything that Tony knows. You say 3 years? Yeah, kid, they absorbed. All right, then take 4 or 5 years. By the time they're 15, they'll know the law of the land, and they know the law. All right,
what we need to do is change our school system. Because
right, they don't want to do it. They like it the way it is because it buys them time. Other than that, if you do it like a military situation, homes got to do it. Teach the kids, it's a need-to-know situation. Announce them, them kids will start solving the solutions quick. We don't have to wait that long. I'm talking about within a 7-year span. You could take a 7-year-old, and by the time he's 14, he'd be like, oh, no, he'll know it. It's just like open up a box of Cracker Jacks. It's like drinking pop. Beverly?
Yeah, well, we got to do something because we down to the 0 hour, and, you know, they saying that once the gas get a certain price, that it's lockdown time. You know, they got total domination, total control. And so we there. You know, so
yeah.
We got to do something. It's like it's an emergency. That's where we at.
Oh, yeah. Can you hear me, Debbie?
Huh?
Can you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Then I thought I got set off and stuff. Anyway, we have a minute and a half. But, yeah, people,
okay, well,
we need to educate the kids. And we need to sit there and have a plan. That's bottom line, a simple plan.
Exactly.
Don't get spooked. All right, then we can change it all if we just stick together and forget your prejudice. Because in 50 years, we're going to sound like cavemen the way we're talking now and the way we treat one another, Beverly.
Okay, well, we're going to talk to you Thursday. And this is the end of the show. And thank you for joining us tonight.
All right, then everyone take time to have a peaceful and beautiful day. And thank you once again. Take care.
Welcome to the desert of the real.
This, the world that you know. You've been living in a dream world. You've been living in a dream world. World as it was at the end of the 20th century.
We are under attack.
Living in a dream world.
Just believe it. Tell it like it is. Tell it like it is. Tell it like it is.
World as it was at the end of the 20th century.